So the resurrection is the proof of what we believe. It's the proof Jesus was the Messiah. It's the proof that he's the eternal Son of God. It's the proof that he's God in the flesh. That is the proof. And what it says here in these verses, verse 5, "For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my son?" You know what the Bible's saying there in verse 5? That he has never said to an angel that you're my son.
Right.
I've never said to an angel that you're my son. Why is that? Because none of the angels were begotten getting the glorified body like we do. See, here's what I'm saying. The resurrection is the proof that Jesus is the real deal. We, when we get saved, we get the earnest of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit indwelling us, and it's a promise that we're going to get what? The glorified body at the rapture. And he's saying, I never said to an angel you're going to be getting a glorified body at the rapture, because angels aren't people. Number one, angels are judged by works, not by faith. Those that sinned, you never have another chance. And they're a symbolism of being a reprobate, the Bible says in the book of Jude. Basically, it's like, hey, you sinned against me. Well, there's no chance for redemption. That's it for you. That's very different than humans. Because angels, they know who the true God is. Doesn't matter, because they're judged by works. Doesn't matter. Right? They tremble at the judgment of God, believing in the one true God. They know who the true God is. Doesn't do them any good because they're an angel. Sometimes people say, well, what about the angels? It's like, we're not angels. We're humans. Doesn't matter about the angels. But angels are judged by their works. They rebel and they're done and they have no other chance. Us, on the other hand, all of us rebelled, but Jesus died for all of us. And when we get saved, we get indwelled with the Holy Spirit, and that is the promise we're going to get the glorified body when, at the rapture, this is Jesus being the first begotten, and then we will also get that glorified body. And so he never said to an angel, Thou art my son, because no angel is going to be resurrected at the rapture. They're not the same as human beings. He's saying there's something very different between angels and humans. I mean, these are the things angels desire to look into. They don't get it. What does that mean? It means this. In the Old Testament, sons of God are saved people.